This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1286. Why do people hate their jobs? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And hey there, I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here on OWD. And welcome to this Monday episode where we are going to hear from one of our regular authors, Mr. James Altucher. So let's get right to the post and optimize your life. Why do people hate their jobs? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. I limped out of the meeting and said, "Excuse me," and took the elevator down 67 stories, went to Grand Central, limped home, and never went back to work at that job. I never returned the constant phone calls and emails over the next month. "James, where did you go?" For all I know, my name is still on the office door, and my name is still on their website. I've never checked. I just didn't feel like going back or talking to them ever again. A few days earlier, I had discussed with a managing partner how I would get paid if I brought in a huge deal. He smiled and said, "Trust me, James, I always take care of everyone." When someone says, "Trust me," or "I will make you rich," then I know general nonsense will result. The other thing that happened spooked me. I was walking with a few of my colleagues to lunch at some bad sandwich place on Wall Street, and suddenly I was on the ground. I had fallen straight down for no reason. I limped for the next 3 weeks. So my body told me to quit also. I try to listen to my body, else I can't sleep or go to the bathroom or move properly. In this case, my body didn't even want me to walk. Whenever things are good, I always worry about what could go wrong. And whenever things are bad, it always seems like they will never get better. It's not depression. It's how the human brain works after 1 million years of avoiding predators. Every day, I try to practice reversing that. I do that by listening to the body, the mind, being grateful, being around positive people, sleeping a lot, and eating well. But having a job and being controlled by masters ruins that practice. Some new study just came out and said more than 50% of people hate their jobs for the first time ever. What? For the first time ever? I doubt that. Someone on Quora asked me, "Why do people hate their jobs?" I answered, "Note, not everyone hates their jobs. There are some entreployees out there that love their jobs. But for the other 98% of the population, jobs are modern-day slavery. We are paid just enough to live and not more. You're punished if you ask for more. We are often verbally abused on the job, and we take it because we think it's normal that people would yell at us. The government gets up to 50% of your paycheck, and then 10 to 20% of that goes to kill people on other parts of the planet, including our own children. We are deluded into thinking our job friends are our real friends. With our job friends, we talk about pens and cubicles. We stop having real friends. There's a glass ceiling. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a minority or a white man. The glass ceiling is that you aren't allowed to make more than your master, even if he's an idiot. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you are either A, going to work, B, at work, or C, coming back from work. Hence, the times when you can be most creative are garbage compacted into your cubicle. You eat terribly at work, and even worse, you have to go to the bathroom next to your coworkers and masters. Unless, like I have, you make a map of all the secret bathrooms in your local urban blight. When you are paranoid at a job, you are probably correct. They are, in fact, talking about you and backstabbing you right now. You realize that all the dollars you spent on degrees to get you a job that will make you happy were completely wasted. You were scammed, but you can't let the next generation know how stupid you were. So now you become part of perpetuating the scam. A $1 trillion marketing campaign forced you to buy a house you didn't really want, and now you will lose a house you never really owned if you don't bow down to the masters every day. The words "the American dream" were coined by Fannie Mae in a marketing campaign 40 years ago to sell mortgages to slaves. Your spouse is tired of hearing about your job after 6 months, and you couldn't care less about hers. 10 years later, you wake up next to a total stranger. 40 years later, you die next to one. Your IRA was not intended to provide for your retirement. It was intended to take money from you every month so you remain chained to your cubicle. Inflation then takes 90% of your IRA. When you were a kid, you liked to draw and read and run, laugh and play, and imagine a magical world. You're never going to do any of that again. Over time, everyone is getting fired and being replaced by younger, cheaper, more temporary, more robotic versions of you. You see this, but are afraid to do anything about it. And you see homeless people and think, "There but for the grace of God go I." Now, this is not meant to be depressing. nor does it mean everyone hates their jobs. There are many ways to be an entrepreneur where you don't have the standard job. To be clear, there are more opportunities than ever, but you have to prepare the body and mind and spirit to find those opportunities. You just listened to the post titled, Why Do People Hate Their Jobs? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to James for sharing this today. He is an entrepreneur, a writer, investor, trader, and podcaster. And you could call him a jack of all trades, which of course many entrepreneurs are, and maybe you can relate. And on his podcast, James has interviewed a bunch of really talented people like Tony Robbins, Tony Hawk, Mark Cuban, and many more. That podcast is called The James Altucher Show, and you can always find it in the top charts of the business category on Apple Podcasts for good reason. And he's also written a bunch of books, which you can learn all about at jamesaltucher.com. And James's last name is spelled Altucher. But that is going to do it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. I appreciate you being here and clicking subscribe or follow in your podcast app. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.